Here in California, the legal battle over same-sex marriage has reached a federal court of appeals, and part of the fight to save a ban on gay marriage is coming from an unexpected place. Imperial County, along the Mexican border, is a poor area known best as farm country. Officials there are trying to play a leading role in resisting gay marriage. NPR's Richard Gonzalez went to the town of El Centro to find out why they want to get involved.
A quick tour of Main Street in El Centro is a journey through hard luck California.
Look at the empty buildings on the street. They're all over the place.
That's deli owner Bill LaRue pointing at vacant storefronts and deserted streets in what looks like a 21st century ghost town.
I used to open at 7 in the morning and close at 7 at night. Now I open at 9 in the morning and close at 4. Employees have been cut back.
Unemployment in this border town is often the highest in the nation, and 20% of residents live below the poverty line. Clearly, Imperial County has a lot of problems, but lately it's focusing more on the statewide battle over gay marriage. The county insists it has unique legal standing to defend the gay marriage ban known as Prop 8.
As a last chance, so to speak, at traditional marriage, this is probably it.
That's County Supervisor Jack Terrazas. His constituents are predominantly Latino and Catholic.
You know, we're about 72-73% Hispanic, and they try to respect what goes on behind closed doors as being their business, not my business.
Terrazas says his constituents know the pain of discrimination, but their traditional ideas about family and religion don't include same-sex marriage.
When you ask him, it's like, yeah, that shouldn't really be happening. You know, this is the way we should really be viewing matrimony. And so that's basically where I'm at.
2 years ago, 70% of voters here supported Prop 8. Now they're prepared to defend the marriage ban after it's been declared unconstitutional by federal Judge Vaughn Walker. California's governor and attorney general have refused to take up the fight since they support the judge's ruling. That's where Imperial County comes in, says County Counsel Michael Rood.
The attorney general and the governor are simply not defending this case. Somebody has to do it.
And that someone may have to be a governmental entity like Imperial County. Judge Walker says outside interests and third parties have no legal standing to file an appeal. But the county is getting legal help from an outside conservative public interest group. That's fine by downtown merchant Tom Curtis. He sees the survival of Prop 8 as a test of democracy.
When you can have the power taken away, or at least set aside by one judge, it's just not the American way. It's not the way it's done. When we elect supervisors, we have thousands of votes that are cast to get them elected. I don't think that judge was ever elected. I think he was appointed.
But Imperial County's support for Prop 8, while overwhelming, is not unanimous.
My name is Aaron Popejoy. I am the chamber president for El Centro. I'm also the chairman of the Imperial Valley Joint Chambers of Commerce.
Popejoy is standing in the middle of a mixer for the business community, everybody from banks and jewelers to renewable energy companies. He questions whether launching into a crusade for Prop 8 should be a priority for a county with so many other needs.
I would like for the nation to see us as the new frontier for renewable energy, not just for California, but for the nation, and to realize what a resource they have here. Not to think of us as bullies or pushing an agenda. If we're focusing on this, we aren't really rolling out the red carpet for development here.
Supervisor Jack Terrazas admits that he sometimes has doubts himself, but then he remembers an email he received from a gay constituent.
Who basically said, you know, right up front said, I'm gay and I would love to be married, you know, to a same-sex individual, but I want to thank you. Because for one thing, it will do. It will force the issue to go to the Supreme Court.
But first, Prop 8 goes before the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which will decide whether Imperial County officials and their conservative allies can show that they would be legally injured if Prop 8 is struck down. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.